Well, at this time, I invite us to center our hearts and our minds for this time of worship, this special worship. If you look in the bulletin, you'll see all different kinds of scripture readings and songs. And this, it's important, I believe, to look at the whole arc of the Christmas story, that God has been working towards Christmas, I mean, throughout all of history. It goes to the very beginning of our scriptures there in Genesis and continues on into the Gospels. Because it's easy for us to kind of only focus in on that birth of Christ, just on that moment, but God has been at work much longer and is still at work in our lives. So I invite you to take this time to reflect and to enjoy these words of Scripture and these songs that remind us of how God has been working towards us all of our lives.
Please stand for the call to worship. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord and bless God's name.
Tell the good news of salvation from day to day.
Declare God's glory among the nations, God's marvelous works among all the peoples.
Great is the Lord, great is to be praised.
Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice.
Let the sea roar and all that fills the world and those who live in it.
Let the whole creation sing for joy at the presence of God who is coming.
God is coming indeed to judge the earth with righteousness and the peoples with equity and truth. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Please remain standing for the opening hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, page 234, verses 1, 2, and 4.
Longing for a day when all disaster is gone and no one is outcast, we light this candle in expectant joy and anticipation of God's love renewed in us. Please join us. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may rejoice in you always and live in fresh expectation of hearing the good news of your coming among us. Amen. Please join in singing the following.
Our first reading comes from Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 15, and then 17 through 19. If you're following along in your Bibles and the wording is just a little different, that's because the ones in the pews are New International Version, and mine is the New Living Translation. So if it's not exactly the same, I do apologize. When the cool evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. So they hid from the Lord God among the trees. Then the Lord God called to man, "Where are you?" He replied, "I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid, because I was afraid, because I was naked." "Who told you that you were naked?" the Lord God asked. "Have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat?" The man replied, "It was the woman who gave me the fruit, and I ate it." The Lord God asked the woman, "What have you done?" "The serpent deceived me," she replied. "That is why I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed, more than all animals, domestic and wild. You will crawl on your belly, groveling in the dust as long as you live. And I will cause hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." And to the man he said, "Since you listened to your wife and ate from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat, the ground is cursed because of you. All your life you will struggle to scratch a living from it. It will grow thorns and thistles for you, though you will eat of its grains. By the sweat of your brow, you will have food to eat until you return to the ground from which you were made. For you were made from dust, and to dust you will return." And our first carol is, "O Little Town of Bethlehem," number 230 in your hymnals, verse 1. The second reading this morning is Genesis 22, verses 15 through 18. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you and I will make
your offspring, as numerous as the stars in heaven, and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of the enemies. And by your offspring shall all nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice. The next carol is O Little Town of Bethlehem. Nope, that's the wrong one. That's Dawson's. Is O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, 2:11, verses 1 and 5.
Lesson is from Isaiah 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. And the third hymn is Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates, page 213, verses 1 and 3.
Our fourth lesson is from Isaiah 11, 1 through 4a, and 6 to 9. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. The wolf will lie with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Our next hymn is Lo, How a Rose Ever Blooming, 216, all verses.
Our next reading will be from Luke 1, 26 to 35 and 38. The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent to God, by God, to the town of Galilee named... I just went blank.
Nazareth.
Nazareth, my gosh. To the virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear the Son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and to his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will shadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy, and he will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. Our next hymn will be Hark the Herald Angels, 240. We'll sing all verses.
Thank you.
The sixth lesson comes from Luke 2, verses 1 through 7. Jesus is born in Bethlehem. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now obviously pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. We're going to now sing Away in a Manger, page 217, verses 1 and 2.
The seventh lesson is Luke 2, 8 through 16, the shepherds and angels. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by the sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those whom God has pleased." When the angel had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. The next hymn is Angels We Have Heard on High, verses 1 and 2.
Thank you. The eighth lesson comes from Matthew 2, verses 1 through 11. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out. And there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh." Our next carol is page 254, verses 1 and 5.
Our ninth lesson is from John chapter 1, verse 1 through 14. "At the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify the light, to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, and the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." Please join in singing "Joy to the World" on page 246, all verses. Thank you.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, go into the world knowing that the love that God has shared through us, through Jesus Christ, is with us and remains with us now and forever. Go forth knowing this love comes from a long time in history, has been working towards us, and remains with us through the Holy Spirit. Go in this hope and go in this life that comes from God. Go in peace. Amen.